Welcome everybody to our news program. As you know, in our program we explain and comment the great crimes of the last century. We are Joan Martí, Marc Farrés and me, Aina Serra Sanferm. And this is Great Crimes of the Century.
The first story of the day is going to be told by Joan Martí. Joan, what's your story about?
I think that all of you know about the most famous painting in the world, Mona Lisa.
Oh, Mona Lisa, what a beautiful painting, but what happened with it?
What happened is that Mona Lisa was stolen in 1911. 21st of August, Mona Lisa got stolen. At 8:35 a.m. was when they noticed that Mona Lisa disappeared. But who had stolen Mona Lisa? The cleaning ladies? Louvre guards? Autumn 1913. A man called Alfredo Getty said that a guy called Leonard had stolen the painting. Getty and his friends went to meet Leonard, and when they met that mysterious guy, they saw the Mona Lisa. That Leonard was called Vincenzo Perugia, and he was the mysterious robber.
What an interesting story.
Yes, but that story can become part of mine.
Mark, what's your story about?
My story is a sad one. A story that has a very big secret in it. All started in 1932, when Charles Jr. Lindbergh was kidnapped and killed by a mysterious person. After some investigations, police caught Bruno Richard Hauptmann, and the jury decided he was guilty. However, not all involved in the case were sure of the jury's verdict. The question is, why? The children's father and a friend of his met the kidnapper in a cemetery. There, the kidnapper, that was known by the name of Cemetery John, seemed to be 36 years old. But Hauptmann was a little bit younger. He was 34 years old. Also, in that meeting, the pair of friends heard Cemetery John talk, and they said he seemed as Italian. But Hauptmann wasn't Italian, he was German, and Italians and Germans don't look alike. Although all this small difference could have appeared for the big distance that was between the pair and Cemetery John in that meeting, I don't think so, and I think that jury decided who was the guilty of the case too early. And if this is true, Cemetery John is still free and alive.
That was very interesting. I liked it a lot.
Yes, it was very interesting.
Jean and me have explained our stories. The only one missing is you, Aina.
My story is about a train robbery. Some people announced it was the crime of the century.
It seems very interesting.
Everything began the 8th of August in 1963, when a train was transporting Royal Mail at 3 a.m. They had to stop because they saw a red light. In that moment, many men started stealing all of the money in the train. £2 million were robbed. About 15 men were involved in that robbery. First, after police research, they found the house that they were staying and before stealing the money. And they didn't find money, but they did find a lot of fingerprints, so they were able to recognize some of the robbers, like Bruce Reynolds, Buster Edwards, Ronnie Biggs, Bob Welch, Roy James, John Daly, Roger Coldray, M. Charlie Wilson, and Bill Bowl, that they were very well-known criminals. But now they had the job to find them. After leaving the house, the gang had to find a place to park the van, but they went to the wrong man because he used to be a police, so he suspected a lot from them and called the police. When the police arrived, they found £78,892 in the van. They found even more money in a bag that had one of the robbers. That bag contained £12,000. But that story doesn't end here, because £2 million were never found.
That story was great!
Yes!
Okay, after all the stories have been explained, it's time to you start sending us questions, and we will start answering them. Remember, you need to send it at 033-89-7929.
The first question is about your story, Mark. Michael asked, If Hauptmann wasn't the kidnapper, who could be?
That's a good question. In Hauptmann's trial, he said he had that money because a friend of him let him. The trial didn't believe him, but if he wasn't lying... In that case, the kidnapper murder wasn't Hauptmann, it was his friend. The next question is for you, Aina. Hugo Brown asked you, how they caught the robbers?
Policemen didn't catch all of the robbers at the same time.
The first one they catch was Charlie Wilson, after finding the money in the van. He was arrested without any trouble at his Clapham home in South London.
Okay, so when before I told you about the £12,000 being found in a bag was because Roy James was carrying them and he tried to escape and trying to climbing roof to roof and jumping, but the police finally caught him.
Jimmy White was finally caught in Dover on the south coast of England. Police suspected that he was trying to travel abroad to get away.
Buster Edwards gave himself up in 1966. And last, Bruce Reynolds, the leader of the gang, was finally caught in 1968. But approximately 4 gang members were never found.
The next question is for you, Juan, from a girl called Maria. She asks, how did Vincenzo Perugia rob the Mona Lisa?
Vincenzo came to the museum on Sunday, 20th of August, and hide in the building after the galleries closed. At 7:30 the next morning, he took the Mona Lisa, then went into another room and down the stairs where the police later found the frame. He stopped to take the painting out of the frame, then went on to a door which led into a courtyard. The door was locked, so he had to take off the door knob in order to break the door open. He had only managed to take off the door knob when he heard the noise. So he pushed the door knob into his pocket and sat on the stairs. A man who worked for the museum walked by. He said later that he thought the man on the stairs was one of the museum cleaners, and he unlocked and opened the door for him. Vincenzo went out into the courtyard, walked across it and opened and unlocked the door that led into the street. He ran off towards to Pont du Carrousel, throwing the door knob away as he ran. It was found later by the police. This is how Vincenzo Perugia robbed the Mona Lisa in the Louvre Museum.
So, the end has arrived to the program. We hope you have learned something interesting about the great crimes of the last century. For the next program, we would like you to ask us questions about great crimes of the last century. With this, we say goodbye. See you in the next program.